As we've heard today, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has been in Carnarvon to see firsthand the damage from more than a fortnight's worth of flooding. And while she's there, she's announced the federal government is providing additional support to flood-affected primary producers and small businesses affected. We're talking about recovery grants of up to $15,000. This is to assist with clean-up costs and also interest rate subsidies as part of loans up to $150,000. Other announcements today have included a new national port strategy and funding to rebuild the state's grain rail network. Prime Minister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, what are you hoping the money and the interest rate subsidies that you've announced today will achieve for those affected in the Gascoyne by this flooding?
Well, I've come to Carnarvon today to talk to people and to see the impact of these floods for myself. We have responded to state government requests for assistance. That's made some emergency payments available, concessional loans for small businesses and primary producers of up to $150,000. And I've today confirmed that we, at the request of the state government, will support clean-up money for small businesses and primary producers of up to $15,000. What I found here is that the damage really is very intense. I've gone to a number of farms and seen the degree of damage that people have in their plantations and properties. There is some community concern here about why the clean-up money people are eligible for is up to $15,000, whereas in Queensland it's up to $25,000.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that whole idea, because there has been the concern voice that maybe the Gascoyne floods might be left behind a bit, given the scale of what's happening in Queensland. But overall, how does the funding that's been offered compare with what's on offer in Queensland? You touched on it there, but could you tell us more?
Look, the key thing that's been on people's minds today is that difference in the clean-up support for small businesses and primary producers. And I can explain why that difference is there really easily. We respond to state government requests. So I responded to a request from Premier Bly, and she wanted the package structured for Queensland and asked for assistance of up to $25,000. I responded to a request here in Western Australia from Premier Barnett, and he asked for a package of that amount being up to $15,000. So I know there's some community concern here, and there's some suggestion, I think, that people may go back to the state government and see if they would come forward with a further request to the federal government. And of course, if I get a further request, I'll deal with it as soon as I get it and as sympathetically as I can. And the other thing that's on people's minds here is how the infrastructure that's been damaged is going to be rebuilt. And I have been talking to people and saying, well, it's when the floodwaters recede we'll see the real degree of damage. But it is possible for us, when we support, working with the state government, infrastructure rebuilding, to rebuild it in a way that it's more flood-proof for the future.
Well, let's have a look at that, because local Nationals member Vince Catania has called for the federal government to go halves with the state. This is for funding for a flood mitigation plan to divert the Gascoyne around plantations, and also an offer to buy back plantations from those who want to get out of the game and establish a floodplain. Now, is the Commonwealth willing to provide support to the state government on a scheme like that?
What we do, and we have long-standing agreed arrangements under the Natural Disaster Relief and Recovery Arrangements, is we do go in partnership with state governments to provide assistance for community rebuilding and infrastructure rebuilding. We get requests from state governments for that assistance. And of course, if I get a request from the Western Australian government, then I'm going to respond to it, and I've got a real degree of sympathy for what's happened here and the people here. So I would suggest that for the state member in this area, and I have met Vince today, that the best thing for him to do is to talk to his Premier, because his Premier needs to trigger the requests to me.
Now, we know weather is fickle across the country, and indeed the state of WA, flooding in the Gascoyne, and while the wheat belt has seen some of its worst dry periods for decades, what sort of help has been provided to WA farmers in those areas that have been suffering from drought?
We have completely different forms of assistance, as you would imagine, because drought lasts for such a long period of time. So, well, unfortunately, tragically, it often lasts for a long period of time. So we have what is exceptional circumstances assistance that provides support to farmers through what can be a very extended period of drought. So the payments flow differently because clearly the way the hurt comes to families and businesses is different. You know, it's obviously as the months of drought go on that the degree of damage and problem for primary producers and communities becomes clear. Whereas in floods, you know, floodwaters come through, it happens quickly, there can be a lot of damage done and we can assess the damage more quickly. It's a different way of damage occurring to people.
It's been a big day for announcements, Prime Minister. The federal government also announced $135 million in funding. This is to help modernise the state's grain rail network. Can you tell us how that money is going to be used?
Yes, I can. It's going to be used in a partnership with the state government and with local business. We actually had the opportunity to go today and to look at how grain is stored and loaded. It's a tremendous business, a cooperative that's actually owned and run by the farming community here in Western Australia. So we're going to work together. We're going to put in $135 million, and that's for upgrading the grain rail network, which takes produce and gets it where it needs to go. And of course, so much of it is exported in WA. Around 90% of it needs to get out onto ships and off to markets.